You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network. Welcome to Prosperity for God's People, brought to you by ChristianTraders.com, the Internet's fastest growing Christian investment community, created just for you, the Christian investor.
Everybody's happy.
Striving for excellence in Christian talk radio, excellence in the world financial markets, and most of all, excellence in your personal walk with God.
Broadcasting live
from the CFRN studios in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Good morning, friends. It has been too long. Don't be such a stranger. Today is Friday, the 21st day of May 2010. We're doing a short broadcast this morning. I hope you got the email or saw it on the blog. We're going to do a little mini webinar with our friend Michael Bork over at Stack Trade. Those of you who've been around for a while, you know that Michael and I, we did a show together every Wednesday for, I don't know, years back in the day. So we're going to do just an hour this morning. However, if you join in to the webinar, Michael, I believe, is going to let you stay in the room all day. You'll also have an opportunity, an invitation, to take a free trial, no credit card required, to spend the entire next week in his room and have a full set of his indicators to work with for an entire week. And when we say that it's free, it's actually free. There's no fine print. No credit card required. It just is. So you're going to have to give me a minute. We got to get dialed into the webinar. Now, here's the thing. If you're listening via the radio, because sound has to pass through the radio server here, go out to the big bank of servers, circle the globe, and then end up on your desktop. So 20-second delay. Now, if you go to the blog, CFRN.net, you could just click the link that says sign up for the webinar. It'll take you to a page, put in your name, your email address, and hit join the webinar in progress. You can then listen to the audio directly from the webinar itself as opposed to the radio. You'll be in real time, but the biggest benefit there is that you'll be able to see the charts. You'll be able to see what we're talking about. And that's a huge benefit. So I encourage you to do that. Go to CFRN.net, click the link, join the webinar, turn the volume down on the radio show, and listen from within the webinar chat room. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll be right back with Michael.
Welcome to GoToWebinar, Web Events Made Easy. Please enter your access code followed by... To enable audio controls, please enter your audio PIN followed by the pound or... Welcome to the webinar. You have entered as an attendee in listen-only mode.
Never mind, here he comes.
Okay, now I just need to get Michael to unmute me.
unmuted.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dwayne.
And,
good morning.
And good morning, all CFRN listeners and E-Mini traders and everyone out and about this fine morning on the World Wide Web. We tested the crash flash lows. We bounced off them quite heartily, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we absolutely did. The Dow opened up down 134, I think, something like that. It actually went into positive territory,
mm-hmm.
plus 40 points or so, and it's come back down now.
You know, because I was fiddling with the radio server and getting logged in, I didn't see the come back down part. So let me bring up a chart here and have a peek at what really happened. Folks, we're talking to Michael Bork. He's the developer of StackTrade. We've been friends for years now. As I mentioned right before coming into the webinar room, Michael and I used to do a show every Wednesday for, I think, a couple years maybe back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Michael, it's always a pleasure. I always enjoyed our shows together. Whenever we would be live on the air, it put me in a hyper state of awareness. I was in the zone, so to speak. It was something, it was really good.
Yeah, me too. It was great. I used to love doing that show every week. I would look forward to our time. Unfortunately, a lot of the times though, would fall on FOMC day, and we did it at 12:30 every day. So,
FOMC
day 12:30 was flat.
We did our show, whether it was FOMC or not, it was in smack dab in the middle of lunch hour.
Right.
So we were actually doing our show in the worst possible time of the day for trading, if there is such a thing, and many people will tell you that, yes, there is such a thing. And yet we were able to walk away most weeks with a couple winners in our pocket.
Yeah, most weeks we were getting the couple points that we were looking for. You know, I tell people often ask about, you know, a trading plan and whatnot. And, you know, I do a lot of things when it comes to my actual personal trading. I trade a lot of different things. I trade all the stuff here in StackTrade that you see. But I also trade things that I'm testing. You know, I have test accounts, live test accounts that I trade that unfortunately get blown up more often than I'd like them to. But when I'm testing things, I test it live with real money. Because that's the only way to really test anything, and you know, so I'm doing a lot more than I'm doing in here. But when people ask me about a trading plan and what I look for, generally speaking, I look for a few points a day. You know, and I've already gotten 5 points today,
mm-hmm.
but I look for a few points a day, and if I can consistently make a few points a day, then that's all I'm really looking for. You know, I don't need to make 20 points a day. I stay in the chat room and I try to outline as many of the setups as possible while they're setting up. I try to make all of the listeners and all of the attendants in the chat room aware of certain nuances during the day. You know, where we have ranges, when ranges start to set up, where we're likely to have chop, areas to not trade in. You know, as you know, knowing when not to trade is probably equally as important as knowing when to trade.
That could be that could potentially be the single most valuable piece of information a trader could have. When to keep your stinking hand off the button. Leave it alone.
Yeah, you know what? Like most of the guys today, from the start of the market today, we've been back and forth a little bit today. You know, I think we've had 3 losing trades and about 7 or 8 winning trades so far today. That said, we just had a winning trade here a minute ago that I didn't mark up. When we had just come on here. But
here, let's do this again real quick. I did it once I went live on the air. I made this announcement, but there may be someone tuning in. Let me restate this. Folks, we have live charts available. Unfortunately, you can't see them over the radio. That would be TV. However, we have the next best thing. On the CFRN site, cfrn.net. If you click the Join the Webinar or the Webinar Registration link, it will pop you over to a page that will allow you to join the webinar in progress. You'll then be able to see the charts that both Michael and I and everyone else in the room are looking at. Turn the sound down on the radio because that's a 20-second delay. Listen live from within the chat room and look at the charts. Now, it's free, and when we say free on this radio program, that's actually what we mean. There's no fine print. It really is free. All you got to do is click the link, put in your name, your email address, and boom, it'll let you join the webinar in progress. Pretty simple, and it really enriches your experience in that you can see what we're talking about as well as hear it without a 20-second delay. How cool is that?
All right.
Radio
right.
becomes TV. There you are.
We used to run into that 20-second delay thing a lot. I think it was in a fast-moving market like we have today and like we've had all week this week, 20 seconds is huge.
20 seconds can actually be a trade.
Yeah, I've had trades that lasted 2 seconds this week.
Now, I'm looking at this action this morning. Overnight on the Globex, we had a nice rally up. We rallied up to, well, I've got a...
I'm going to flip over.
Right around 1080 we rallied up to.
Yep.
Then we sold off all the way down to 1050 this morning. Then we come back to that 1080 area this morning. We're on my 10,000 contract chart. I mean, the double top mm-hmm. there is just, you know, you can't miss that.
Right over here.
And then we pull back to 1068.
You know where we pulled back to? 1068. The weekly S3.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah,
he's speaking
there.
About our weekly trading levels that we publish every Sunday night, faithfully. And we've watched them come in to play a number of times this week. I've been hanging out. I know that those of you regular listeners who go, man, that guy's on sabbatical, he's fishing, he's doing nothing, he's watching Oprah. No, I've been doing things. And in fact, the past week I've been hanging out with Michael in his chat room, getting a fresh vision for what he's doing. Michael's always been a bit of a mad scientist. He's always in the laboratory cooking up something new. And for those of you who may have watched us trade or listened to us trade in the past, or maybe you took a free trial in the past of StackTrade, I want to say this. StackTrade has matured. It's always been a very robust set of indicators. But Michael has done a few things and added a few things and taken some different approaches that I highly encourage you, if it's been a long time since you took a free trial of the StackTrade indicators. When the webinar is over today, I want you to go. I want you to sign up. It really is free. You really don't need a credit card. And I want you to take a free trial again and then spend a week with Michael in his room and see what he's doing. I think it will really benefit whatever you're doing now with your trading plan, with your trading strategy, with your indicator set. This is going to open up a new window of possibilities. So tell us what's going on this morning with StackTrade.
All right. Thank you. Thus far with StackTrade this morning, we're just riding the waves up and down, really. The price action trade setup is the only one that I really mark up in the chat room. You know, I keep track of the price action trades more than any other trade in the chat room. You know, we used to do the T1 through T5 and all the other trades. We had, at one point, we had about 9 different trade setups going. But it got to be too much, and I reduced it down to the price action trade setup because the price action trade setup didn't trade as often, and it had a good success rate.
The term price action? Why the name price action?
I use the term price action because whether you get into a trade or not depends completely upon the price action, meaning you have to have a smooth pullback down to the SR line. You can't have a void in the pullback. You have to have a higher pivot for a long trade or a lower pivot for a short trade to sort of authenticate the actual trade. if you don't have a higher pivot or if you don't have a lower pivot, meaning there's a void on the approach to the SR line, then you're not going to take that trade. And for those of you who are in the chat room right now, who are on the who signed up for the webinar, I'll show you an example of that. Yeah, I'll show you an example of that right over here.
Now let me just say this, I don't want to cut you off, but
okay.
Folks, this is not a bad acid trip, okay? There's a lot of, I know you're seeing a lot of colors and a lot of things moving around. You're going, whoa, man, purple haze. But it all makes sense, and it does look a little overwhelming the first time you throw your eyes up. You go, man, there's too much stuff. I can't learn all that and follow all that. Each little thing does its own task, its own job. There's certain areas of the screen that you focus your attention on that give you your trade signals, and Michael's going to talk about those and walk you through those. I just don't want you to be too overwhelmed, because trust me, if I can learn to follow it, you can learn to follow it. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I do have a lot of stuff going on here, but it's more for the people who... There's a lot of stuff that's in here for the, you know, for the veterans, for the people that have been here for a long time. You know, they've been here as I added things little by little, you know, nuances, things to take note of. And, you know, one of the benefits of being in the chat room is that you get to see things as they grow and as they mature. The price action trade setup, though, you really only need a few indicators for it. Over here on the 810 tick chart, you need this thick line right here, which is actually the MP Stoke. But I'm using it out of the MP combo. It's the slow line on the MP combo. But all you need is for that to be the proper color for the trade direction that you're going in. If you're going to be going long, you want it to be blue. If you're going to be going short, you want it to be red. All right. Then on the 233 tick, you only need two things over there. Well, two indicators, we'll say. You need the SR line and you need the filter. You need the SR line to be above the filter for a long and below the filter for a short. It would be the equivalent of a moving average crossover.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't just standard moving averages, but it'd
right.
be the equivalent of a moving average crossover. Okay, those are the only things you really need, and then you just have to have the proper price action. Meaning you can't have a void in the approach to the SR line. I'm looking
now,
at an area
visually
right here.
I think that's hard for some people. When you talk about the void, I know that when I came into the room last week, I really started trying to train my eye to see these voids, and after a couple of days, now they just stand out.
Yep, they jump right out. We're probably
they jump right out, but the first couple of days, I'm following along, I'm like going, huh? Void? What? Where?
Mm-hmm.
Now I see them.
Yeah, I know. Well, right now, for instance... We're looking for a pullback here. We have red over here on this thick line on the 810. So we're looking for a pullback here to 72.50, rounding the SR line down. The SR is below the filter, and it's developing a void right now.
So we got to have a lower pivot.
We have to have a lower pivot. You see, it just put in that void right there. What I can do now, the reason we have to have that pivot is because now I can draw a trend line up the bottom pivots, up the lows. And you don't want to be shorting in the direction that is against that trend line.
Gotcha.
Now, up until then, I would be drawing a trend line down like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the trend. That's the direction. That's the way we want to short. If I can draw one up like this, there's a good possibility that the price action is telling us that the trend may reverse here. Now, we're working in such short time frames that the trend is liquid. It moves very quickly one way or the other. And the price action is the only thing that we have that's going to tell us one way or the other which way we should be looking. You know, the indicators tell us, okay, you're looking for a short, or you're looking for a long. If they cross over on the 233, if the SR is below the filter on the 233, you're looking for a short. With that, you want to have the thick stoke over here on the 810 be red for a short. And then you want to be able to draw a trend line down the pivots on the 233. If you get a void and you can draw a trend line up the pivots, well, this right here is a perfect example of why you don't want to do that. If we hadn't looked at the void in the price action, our entry would have been, rounding the SR line down, would have been at 72.75 right here.
And we didn't have a long entry here, not because of the void, but because the Stoke is red.
Yeah, we didn't have a long or a short. Okay? We were looking short, and we didn't have a short because of the void, and we don't have a long because...
Oh, because the SR line's on the wrong side of the filter.
Right, and the Stoke is red.
So
you're right. You're right on both counts.
And on that Stoke, I'm just gonna say this, folks. That Stoke, I don't know what you cooked up into that thing, but every trading strategy that I have built over the last 2 years includes the Stoke, the MP Stoke, in some form or variation, various time frames. I mean, it just really gives me a great visual indicator of when the market is going to, you know, start heading in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your father's stochastics, friend.
No, it's not. It's not your regular standard stochastics. It's something. It's proprietary, of course, and everybody's gonna say, "Oh, it's proprietary." Well, that's why we're doing this. That's why we're in business. Well, that's part of the reason. I mean, you know, I like to have stuff that makes it easy for people to work with. You know, I know when people are looking at this chat room for the first time, they're seeing a bunch of different things. And it can look overwhelming,
mm-hmm.
but really after the free trial week, you know, after listening to me go on and on all day long for a full week, it really it's not that difficult.
Because you're looking for a given set of conditions, the same given set of conditions, over and over and over and over.
Right.
There's no ambiguity. It either qualifies or it doesn't. And if it does qualify, then the entry price is not ambiguous. It is clearly defined to the tick.
Mm-hmm.
You get filled or you don't get filled.
We have one right here. 71.50.
71.50.
A short right here. So far, it's at 71.50. And what makes it here? You see how we're starting to set a void right here.
This
is starting to be a void. That means we have to fill on this bar at 71.50. Otherwise, we're going to have a void, and we'll have to take the order off.
Okay, so because you filled on that bar, that little bar there doesn't count as a void.
It does count as a void if you didn't fill. It would count as a void.
And
in this case, the reason for that is it created the void. That bar created the void. And so the entry was still at 71.50 here, and the high of this bar was at 71.25. So there was no trade here. There was no short trade here. And you'll note, as soon as it went in that direction, it went blue over here on the 810.
Yeah, it flashed blue.
It's come back down, and it may work out anyway, but it had a deep pullback. Now there's...
All right, so the entry at 71.50, the stop would have been at...
71.50, the stop would have been at 70.73.
Okay, now, here's the thing, folks.
Yeah,
so
this
is tough on some folks. There's a six-tick stop... A four-point target. Correct, Michael?
A four-point minimum target.
Okay, yeah, right. Very, very good. Yeah, I'm glad you defined that. Minimum
and
target.
And a six-tick maximum stop. Now, I'll explain a little bit about how to change the stops so that they're less, and how to look for more in the targets.
No, we just hit the target, right?
Yeah, it would have just hit the target had we entered on this trade.
Okay, if we had entered there, the trade would have been profitable. We would not have been stopped out on it, and you would have one of those grins on your face. Ooh, I got a job. This thing trades a lot. this is a high frequency trader. Right?
Yeah, that one, that actual one right there, if you would have entered it, it is a high frequency trader. Well, high frequency in human terms, not machine terms.
No, and it, yeah, no, it's a, yeah, it's very slow.
But
Stag Trade did not cause the flash crash, folks. It didn't happen here.
No. No, not at all. Not at all. We actually had on that day, it took me forever to find it because it happened while I was actually out. But when I came back, I tried to follow along as well as I could. You know, the market was moving so fast, my charts weren't keeping up with it. But at the end of the day, there were 53 wins and 17 losses in the price action. So that's, you know, still a pretty good win-loss rate. At the end of the day, with 53 wins and 17 losses, I think it was, you know, plus 20 points or something like that. And that's if you're just taking the minimum on each trade.
Now,
minimum 1 point profit.
Okay, how does a person know when they should take the minimum? Or do you have some hard and fast rule? I'm going to go for the minimum. I think there's a greater probability that this is going to move more than a point. I mean...
Okay, well, here's what I do when I put a trade on normally. Now, the markets haven't been quote-unquote normal for the past week or so, past couple weeks.
No, no, not by any stretch.
Normally what I do when I put a trade on is I'll put it on with a bracket, with a 6-tick risk and a 4-tick target bracket, and I'll adjust it accordingly. Now, I'm looking at an area right here. Let me find a different area. Well, okay, let's just look at this area right here. I'm looking, it's 10:53 Eastern Time. The SR line at this time was at 10:70:27. So you would have rounded your entry down to 10:70:25 on that. All right? Now, in this case, it's
one tick below the SR line.
Right.
Gotcha.
In this case, it's coming off a pivot that is down at 10:68:75. That pivot is 4 ticks away. So in that particular case, you're likely to bounce off of that level, that pivot level. You're likely to bounce off of that level at least a little bit. So 4 ticks would have been sufficient there for a target.
Okay.
And as far as risk goes, the next level up on the approach, the next pivot, on the above it, on the risk side of the equation, the next pivot above it on the risk side was at 10:71. So
okay.
Your order was at, I'm trying to get it going here again, it's not catching up. Your order was at 10:70:25.
Mm-hmm.
The next pivot on the way up was at 10:71. 6 ticks is 71.75, which would be 2 ticks beyond the second pivot.
Mm-hmm.
On the risk side. So, what you could have done to reduce your risk in this particular case,
mm-hmm.
is drag it down to 1 tick above the next pivot level of the risk.
Okay.
I know this sounds complicated. It's really, if you see it in action, it's really not that complicated.
And once you go through the motions for a few days, a week, it just kind of becomes second nature. It's one of those things you do without, you don't even really think about it too much. It becomes a bit mechanical.
Right. And you know, I started to say early on that if you have a trading plan where you're only trying to make a few points a day, on most days, you're going to be done with a few points in the first half an hour or so. First half an hour, hour. You know, today, for instance, we had a little bit of a rough start because we were back and forth, win-loss, win-loss. But we had a win, a loss, a win, a win, a win. Another loss, then 2 more wins. So by 10:08, I think you would have had your couple few points there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins and 2 losses. So you would have been by 10:08, you would have been +3. All right. Now, I was saying in a normal market, you can look at these really short term pivots and stuff as areas of support and resistance. You know, the market slowed down considerably right now from earlier. And Kathy, I'll get to your point in a few minutes here. but the market slowed down considerably here from earlier. But when it was moving earlier, you know, I changed my bracket from a 6-tick stop and a 4-tick profit to a 6x6-tick bracket.
Okay.
And then, once I got into a trade, as soon as it started to run in my direction, I was moving my stop up and sliding my target out. You know, I had one trade today that went for, I think, 2.5 points, and I had another one that went for the 1.5 points, and I had another one that went for a point, and I had, you know, there was one that it went for more than a point. I think it went for 1.75 points, and I had slid my stop all the way up to plus a point.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was doing it, I was telling everyone as I was sliding my stop, and I was manually sliding my stop in this situation. I do have a trailing stop set up that I wasn't using today. But I was manually sliding and trailing my stop today. And that was because the market wasn't normal. You know, on a normal market, it's not going to move that fast, and these pivots are going to be a lot more meaningful. We have a long trade set up right here from 71.75 right here. Rounding the SR line up one tick. We have blue over here on the 810, and the SR line is above the filter. We have a clean approach, meaning there's no additional pivots on the approach to the SR line right here. So that's a valid long trade.
Stokes blue, all conditions are go.
Yes. Now, I don't know if this is going to win or lose, but the entry is 71.75. The next level down, risk-wise, is 70.50. Right? It's running up right now. It's running up a little bit. It's in profit right here. So if you had a 6-tick risk on it, you might want to drag your stop up a little bit. This is the pivot right here at 71. You might want to put your stop a tick below that at 70.75. All right, so we only have 4 ticks risk on it at this point. Okay, and if you did do that, you may get stopped out here. It's starting to push sideways a little bit. We're in a little bit of a triangle right here. I can illustrate this a little. You know, the market's pretty slow right now, so I can physically draw the triangle on there for you so you can see it. We're looking to get up here close above these thin lines that I made really, really light here.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking to get up above there. Okay? You see that level, this pivot level that I mentioned a minute ago at 71, it just went down to that and bounced right off it. Now, right back up to that trend line that I just drew in. There's 72.50. Now we're above that trend line, so we should keep going in that direction.
We should head at least to that previous pivot.
Yep.
That previous pivot high, in theory.
We got to this one here at 72.50.
Mm-hmm.
Once we break that, we should get up to this next one here
right
at 73.50. All right? We just went through the profit target. We're at 73 right now, and we should get up to 73.50 right there. Okay, so right now you shouldn't have any risk on this trade. You shouldn't have any risk at all. Okay, you should drag your stop up to break even plus a tick, something like that. Or even, you know, plus 2 ticks, or maybe plus a point. We had a little hesitation here as we approached 73.50. But that right there was a perfect example of how you can reduce your risk on any given trade. Okay? It depends. There we go, right through 73.
There you go.
We're up at 74 now. Okay. That is how to do it. Now
that was a picture perfect example of. Now here's the thing. If you this type of trading, it was going to probably be very.
Thanks,
different than what a lot of people have traded in the past, or maybe perhaps what you were taught. I've got to have a 1-to-3 risk reward ratio to get into a trade. I mean, there's a whole lot of rules and things out there. And if you're going to implement this, then you have to be willing to, while you're implementing this, you have to put some of those preconceptions aside. You have to say, okay, not to say that any of those things are not valid. In fact, Mark Douglas speaks of that in his book, Trading in the Zone, which, as everyone knows, I highly recommend. But this type of trading, it brings you an endless river of opportunities throughout the trading day. Opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. If you become selective, if you decide that, well, you know, I'm going to pick and choose. I'm just going to take the ones that are that look really, really good. And the ones that don't look so good, I'm going to pass. You get into a danger zone there. Because then you take away from the very nature of what the system is trying to do for you. Did I say that right, Michael?
You did. If you start to pick and choose and try to be overly selective like that, you're not really system trading anymore. This is a trading system. All right. You're looking for certain criteria to enter the trade, and if you start not paying attention to the criteria, which is not taking the trade when the criteria is there, then you're going to get yourself into trouble. Like right here, for instance, we had another long trade set up right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's flashing red over here now on the 810, but it wasn't flashing red before. So if that happens, it's actually painted a red dot down here too. So this is a good example of a dot trade. All right, you have the opportunity to get out of this trade right here at break even or right near break even.
Mm-hmm.
And now you should do so.
Okay. You should do so based on the fact that the stock is flashing red and that you've got a red dot on the momentum indicator?
More the red dot on the momentum indicator.
Okay, more so that.
This has now become a dot trade. I'll explain that because that's, if you look at the recaps on the website, you're going to see with dots and without dots as qualifiers for the results.
But you know, the difference I've noticed usually isn't that great.
It's not huge, but you know, the difference is a psychological difference in taking the losses and not taking the losses. You know, if you look at the dot trades and the non-dot trades usually have more losses. You know, they usually have more wins too, but they usually have more losses. And the losses, that's the psychological part. That's the part that kills people.
Well, and that psychological part is really huge. Folks, Steve Wynn does not win every hand of blackjack that he plays. I hope everybody out there knows who Steve Wynn is, the big casino mogul in Vegas. And when I say he, I'm talking about all of his dealers in his casinos. Okay, they don't win every hand of blackjack, but they keep playing. And over the long term, he's built some mighty fancy hotels with a lot of bright lights. Correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And that's the mindset. I think it's chapter 6 in Mark Douglas's book, Trading in the Zone. If you have problems taking a loser and then going right into the next trade, or even taking a winner and going right into the next trade, you really need to read the book. There's a link on my site where you can click and go to Amazon and buy it. It's not cheap. It's about $45, but I can easily say, and personally, I've never paid $45 for a book, ever. But I went to the bookstore on your recommendation, Michael, several years ago, and it completely changed the way I looked at trading. Previously, I was the degenerate gambler. After reading the book, I took on the mindset of the casino operator.
Right.
That I have to I have to apply consistency. I have to take every hand. Yes, some guy may sit down at my blackjack table and he's on a streak and, you know, he takes, you know, a big chunk of money out of the house that day. That's okay. Just tell the dealer, shuffle the deck, deal to the next guy. Over the long haul, the odds are in our favor. Over the long haul. Right?
And that's critical. In this case, you know, you have an edge. That's the thing. And he refers to the edge over and over and over again in that book. I haven't read the book.
He never gives you an edge. And I know a lot of people get frustrated with the book because they keep turning the page, waiting for the next magic, for him to finally reveal the magical indicator that gives him his statistical edge. Well, I'm going to spoil it for you folks. He doesn't. It's not there.
Right.
That's not what the book is about.
Right.
The book is about, literally, you can flip a coin to place your trades. Almost. Not quite that far, but, you know, the methodology is not nearly as important as what's going on inside of your head when you're implementing the methodology or the system.
Mm-hmm. And that's, it's critical that you understand that. You know, I was telling everyone yesterday, and you know, everyone in the chat room yesterday, and I have a daily loss limit and a daily target. And depending on the day, you know, I'll start off the day and I'll attempt to get my goal daily as quickly as possible. And if I do that, I'll either stop trading altogether and I'll just stay in the chat room and I'll identify the trades as much as often as possible. Or I'll reduce the number of contracts that I'm trading and I'll continue to trade, but I just won't trade as many contracts, so I'm not risking as much of the profit that I have on each trade. You know, and that's like today, for instance, I made my points early on today, mm-hmm. early on. And I think, you know, the last, let me look at my last trade was at 10:06 was my last exit. In that trade, I was in that trade for 54 seconds and I made two and a quarter points. I went from 76.25. I bought and I sold at 78.75. That was my last trade. Since then, I haven't traded myself because I made my points. I'm plus five on the day.
Now you're able to focus on your students, on training, on doing this webinar, mm-hmm. etc. Oh, and I'd like to shout out to two of the guests that are in the room, my good friends and my brokers, Bert and Leslie. Thank you guys for joining us this morning in the webinar. Guys, if you have broker-type questions, I encourage you to click the link on my site, cfrn.net. Talk to Bert, talk to Leslie. They're just the nicest, most down-to-earth people you're ever going to come across. They have tons of years of experience, not to make them sound old, in this business. And, you know, they'll talk to you. They'll answer your questions. They'll help you. Just fantastic people. I appreciate you guys joining us in the room this morning. And that's it. That was my official shout-out. You're allowed one per show.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for that. One of my regular members was making a point in here. I'll read it to you guys because you can't see what gets typed in here.
Okay.
He said, as you cannot be selective on trades, can you miss the first hour and then step in or at your risk by doing so? By the way, trading in the zone should be required reading by any subscriber before they go live. Moderator should insist.
I agree
really
with that.
You really should read the book. I wish you could put it online, you know, so they could just pay for it online somehow and read it on our website or something. But yeah, I definitely agree that the mental part of trading is difficult. I mean, what we give you is a set of tools that provides consistent results. Now, the first part of Andy's question here was, is you cannot be selective in trades, can you miss the first hour and then step in, or at your risk by doing so? If your daily goal is a few points, most days you can miss the first hour. I wouldn't recommend missing the first hour. If you're gonna miss an hour, I'd miss all of lunch, I'd miss anything after 12 o'clock. You know, the way the markets have been for the last...
Michael, we lost our connection. All right. Fear not, we'll dial back in. Hang on. Let me alert him. And for those of you that are listening via the webinar, it's, I guess, not an issue. have no telephone. All right, let me type into the room.
Rain.
Okay, that was really awkward. My phones went dead. So I had to go VoIP on my trading computer to complete the webinar with Michael, and then I realized I left one of the sliders down on the radio server, so you had some music, then you didn't have music, then you had music, so, well, what can I say? Things happen. My apologies, of course. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for participating in the webinar, those of you who did. I'm going to upload this to iTunes, even though there's, you know, maybe I'll edit it. Maybe I'll go in and take out and just cut from where we lost telephone to the part where I am now humbly apologizing for that. Maybe I'll just cut it and I'll put it on iTunes. But you really need to go take a free trial of the indicators, spend a week in the chat room with Michael. It really is free. You don't need a credit card. And you can determine if this is something that can work for you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy, with His grace. I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.